News.
BBC News with Marion Marshall. President Obama and European leaders have agreed to do more to stem the global Ebola outbreak amid fears that the virus could spread even more quickly. The White House said Mr. Obama called for a more significant commitment to fight the disease. Earlier, the US authorities confirmed that a second nurse in Texas had contracted the virus after treating a Liberian man who died from Ebola. From Washington, Regina Vaidyanathan reports.
The news that 29-year-old Amber Vinson tested positive for Ebola came as no surprise. Ever since her fellow nurse Nina Pham was diagnosed with the virus, authorities had been braced for further cases. Officials admit Miss Vinson should never have been allowed to board a plane from Ohio to Texas a day before she reported symptoms. They're now trying to make contact with other passengers on the flight, although their risk remains low.
The president of Guinea, Alpha Condé, has asked retired doctors and other health workers to come out of retirement to help fight Ebola. The current outbreak is believed to have started in Guinea, and so far nearly 800 people there have died from the disease. There's been turbulence in share markets in Europe and the United States, triggered by worries about the strength of the global economy. American stocks continued their months-long fall, sending the Dow Jones Industrial Average nearly 3% lower at one point, although it rallied to close 1% down. Earlier, there were falls in London, Paris and Frankfurt. Here's our business reporter, Samira Hussain.
Some traders are suggesting there is a shift in market sentiment, driving the losses being seen on U.S. markets over the last few days. The price of oil saw its biggest one-day drop on Tuesday in months. It's now trading just above $80 a barrel, and concerns over the impact of the spread of Ebola have investors skittish. But there are also worries about sluggishness in the global economy, especially in China and the Eurozone. Weak economic data coming out of the U.S. on Wednesday added to the fears of a slowdown in economic growth.
A blizzard and several avalanches in the Himalayas in central Nepal are reported to have killed at least 26 trekkers and three farmers in one of the deadliest spells of bad weather ever seen in the region. Here's our South Asia editor, Charles Haviland.
Three great mountain massifs dominate central Nepal, Dalagiri, Annapurna and Manaslu. All are encircled by trekking routes popular with foreign hikers who need stamina but no mountaineering expertise, and all have been hit by severe weather at a time of year, usually offering fine conditions. The Nepalese army has been searching for survivors, having recovered 12 bodies after a blizzard on the Annapurna circuit. They include Israelis, Poles and Nepalese. Avalanches to the east and west have left 10 more people dead or presumed dead.
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. The US Special Envoy to the Coalition Against Islamic State Militants, General John Allen, has said that airstrikes around the Syrian town of Kobani are being intensified. He told reporters the raids were intended to create a breathing space for the town's Kurdish defenders.
Clearly there was a need, given the circumstances associated with the defense of that town. There was a need for additional fire support to go in to try to relieve the defenders and to buy some white space ultimately for the reorganization of the ground. And so we have picked up the tempo and the intensity of the airstrikes in order to provide that white space.
The Pentagon has warned that despite the airstrikes, Kobani could still fall to Islamic State fighters. Brazilian police have joined police forces in the US and Britain in successfully hunting down child pornographers hidden in the dark web, a virtual world not visible to most internet users. Only the FBI in the United States and Scotland Yard in London have managed to trawl through the dark web for pornography before. A Brazilian police spokesman said they'd arrested 45 people across 17 states for sharing and storing child pornography. Afghanistan's new First Lady, Rula Ghani, says she intends to play her part in improving the lives of women in the country. Her decision marks a change from the tradition of Afghan leaders' wives staying out of the public eye. In her first broadcast interview since her husband took office last month, Mrs. Ghani told the BBC she hoped to encourage greater respect for women.
I would like to give women out there the courage and the possibility to do something about improving their lives. I am not looking for changing the social structure. I think there are some very positive elements. So basically what I would like is to help women become more assertive within their present environment.
Rula Ghani, BBC World Service News.